Immigrants play an important role in Maryland's agriculturally driven economy on the Eastern Shore, but are they integrated into their communities? The Migrant Clinicians Network in Salisbury is a nonprofit that assists migrants and those who serve them with programs and resources on the front lines of migrant health. This August, with MHC support, the Migrant Clinicians Network opened Work, Respect, Dignity, an exhibition by renowned photojournalist Earl Dotter that intimately captures the lives and work of immigrants on the Eastern Shore. Let's listen to an excerpt of Don Rush's interview on Delmarva Public Radio with Earl Dotter.
So what kinds of images did you find? What kinds of people did you find on the Eastern Shore?
Well, first of all, it was a community that was hard at work. They were mostly women, and I found them hard at work doing a rigorous job picking crabs just a month ago. I found a crew of men and women harvesting seedless watermelon. We photographed house cleaners from Brazil to women who have not seen their children in many years, immigrants in danger of deportation, a whole range from landscapers to folks who work in related poultry industry support. So it was a good range of subjects that I hope to continue to expand.
What kinds of lives are these people living?
Well, what continued to reappear was the workers' connections to their families in their home countries, whether it was pictures on cell phones or in wallets or in frames in their living quarters. That came through strong and clear, that these workers were busy providing for their families. What this exhibit does is it shows the common ground that longtime residents of the Eastern Shore share with the new immigrants who are the engine or becoming the engine of this economy here in the Delmarva Peninsula. Immigrants and the longtime residents of the Eastern Shore want to be treated with respect. And I don't think anyone will argue that we want to be treated so that we have dignity. We want our work to reward us. We want to be able to achieve a successful life. And this exhibit provides a window into a world that is often unseen here on the Eastern Shore, and I think will bind the community together. And I really invite both the new immigrants to the Eastern Shore and the longtime residents to come and see this exhibit because I think it will be a unifying factor in their vision for the Eastern Shore and the way forward in this community.
Work, Respect, Dignity is on display at the Salisbury University Downtown Gallery through October 25th. Our thanks to Delmarva Public Radio for providing the audio for today's episode. Listen to the full interview at delmarvapublicradio.net. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as literature and ethics, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.